Today's daf is Pesachim daf Kuf Yud. Today's shiur is sponsored anonymously with Zecher Nishmas Rabbi Chaim Avadya, Ravadi Yosef, who passed away yesterday. The zuchus of our learning, all of Klal Yisrael's learning, should be for Aliyah, for his neshama. We left off on the top of daf Kuf Yud Amud Aleph, but we really began a new topic yesterday that's going to take us through the entire daf today. The entire daf today. Very exciting. It's all about zugos, the concept of pairs, that you're not allowed to do things in, that one should not do things in pairs. So we're going to learn a number of different elements of that idea. The entire daf discusses the concept of zugos, who can make a person susceptible to attacks from demons of different sorts, and we're going to discuss which items are susceptible to zugos, whether certain even numbers maybe are excluded from the concern of zugos, how concerned people should be in general about zugos, and which items combine with each other toward zugos. And then in the middle of the discussion of zugos, the Gemara is also going to discuss advice from a sorceress on how to handle a sorceress. Like, what do you do when there's issues with kishuf? So how to handle issues of kishuf. So it's all about zugos with a little bit of kishuf sprinkled in there. So this all began because we're in the middle of discussing Dalet Kosos. So the Gemara raised the question, how could Chazal have ever been misaken the idea of doing Dalet Kosos, of drinking four Kosos? Four Kosos is a problem of zugos. So all the Achronim raised the question, what do you mean? What kind of question is that? How could we do Dalet Kosos after all? There's zugos. What do you mean? Shomer mitzvah liyada davara? The Pasuk Kohelet tells us, and we always apply this concept, that someone who's doing a mitzvah is not going to know from any such bad things. So we're doing Dalet Kosos. We're fulfilling a mitzvah. So we won't know from anything, from any of the damage and the problems that mazikim will cause us as a result of zugos. We're doing a mitzvah. So some of the Achronim say, no, the question is not how come we're allowed to drink Dalet Kosos. The question is what the Chacham were thinking of being misakin Dalet Kosos in the first place. Shomer mitzvah liyada davara is once something is a mitzvah, so then it's liyada davara, nothing bad is going to happen about it. But why would you make a mitzvah that involves zugos? That's not something that behechrich they had to do. They could have been misakin to make five kosos, especially since there is actually a fifth lashon of geula, and if it's going with the lashonos of geula, they should have come up with some way that it's not going to be an even number of kosos. That's the Gemara's question. How could Chazal have been misakin in the first place? But in a chinami, once Chazal and misakin zugos, then Shomer Mitzvah is not going to have any problem. Now, what is the whole idea of zugos? What exactly is the concept that you know? Now, to fully understand it, I don't think we're going to be able to do. But what's at least some idea? What does it have to do with? So Rabbeinu Bechai in Parshas Bereishis explains that in Brias HaOlam, the second day was the beginning of all machlokas in the Bria. And all machlokas comes about, that's why it doesn't say kitov on the second day, because it caused all the pirud that came after it. And that was the first time where you find every day in creation after that, that there's some sort of pirud or some sort of something that doesn't follow the Ratzon Hashem exactly. On Yom HaShlishi it says Totzei Eretz Eitz Pri, meaning the Eitz itself is supposed to be the Pri. And what happens? It doesn't exactly happen like that. It's an Eitz Ose Pri that comes out instead. Instead of the Eitz being the Pri, we have an Eitz that makes a Pri. On Yom HaRvi, the Levana says, Yef Shalashnei Melachim Sheishtamshu B'Kesar Echad, and creates a Machlokas that he doesn't want to have to serve together with the sun. On Yom HaChamishi, the Bazugo Shalav Yasan is salted and put away for the Tzadikim, the Chacham Darshim Masechs Basra, Saras as a Zachar V'Haragas HaNakeva, Umolcha Letztikim Letzadikim Lasalava, that there were two Levyasans. One of them Hashem was Misaris, and the other one was put away for Tzadikim Lasalava. And Yom HaShishi, Adam and Chava sinned and were sent out of Gan Eden. So every day that comes after the second day, there's some sort of kitrug or some sort of pirud, some problem that occurs every day after the second day. And it all happens because of the second day. That the second day is the first sign of division, and division is the source of so many of our problems. So says Rabbeinu Bechai, that's what the chashash of zugos is. It's a message of achdus, that there shouldn't be divisions in the world. We should try to stay together as much as possible. So one of the things we mentioned is lo yaseh tzrach of trei, that the Braisa had said one of the things that a person should not do is should not do his needs twice, which the Rishonim say means, and the Gemara is clear, means that we'll see later that the Gemara is clear means that a person should not be Meshamesh Mitaso two times in a row. That's also an issue of Zugos. So the Karban Todah raises the question that there is a Gemara in Nida, Daf Lamed Aleph and Beis. The Gemara tells us what the various segulos are for having a baby boy. So the Gemara says, "Harotza lasos kol banav zucharim yivel v'yishnev." If a person wants all of his sons, all of his children to be zuchar, all of his sons will be zucharim, all of his children to be zucharim, so they should be yivel v'yishnev. He should have bia twice. But wait a second. Also, l'adam lasos tzrach pa'mayim. I thought it's going to be a problem of zugos if a person is mishamish mitasa twice. So the truth is, our Gemara is going to clarify that's not at all what it means. That it doesn't mean, we're going to see on the topic of Yerom Rav, it doesn't mean that a person is not supposed to have Tashpira Mita twice. It means that after a person has Zugos, eats two things or drinks two cups, he should not then have Tashmish Hamita because his body is already weakened from having the Zugos, but nevertheless, that's only because the Gemara only says that because we assume that having Bia twice is not Zugos, simply because a person has Bia once and then when he has Tashmish Hamita again, he's Nimlach. It's a new idea, it's a new Taiva, it's a new issue. So that's why it's not an issue of Zugos. But if a person is dafka doing it pekavana in order to have banav zecharim, so then l'charid is an issue of zugos. So the kasha of the acharim still stands, that there's still going to be an issue of zugos l'chora if you're doing it on purpose in order to have banav zecharim. So the Taras Meir, according to the Masifta, says that maybe you could say that Rav was speaking bizman ona, where the first bia was yimakayim the mitzvah ona, so that bia is not going to be mistired with the second bia, which is just l'shem shiu banav zecharim, meaning if each bia has its own kavana. The first one is l'shem etzosona, and the second one is not l'shem etzosona. It's l'shem having banim zucharim. So then it would not be an issue of zugos. So we had three answers to the question of how Chazal could be misakin dalut kosos. The first answer was Rav Nachman that said it's lel shimurim, so it's lel mashumar ubamin amazikin, that you don't have to worry on the night of the seder because we're completely protected on the night of the seder. So that idea that the night of the seder is lel shimurim appears in Shulchan Aruch in the Ramah in Siman Taf Pei. Sif Aleph says on the night of the seder after Birchas Hamazon we have a minhag to open up the door to demonstrate that it's lel shimurim. And we open up the door, we show that we're not afraid when we open up the door, because tonight's a lel shimurim and nothing's going to happen. So the Chasam Sofer Nagos on the Shulchan Aruch says, and that's why we do it right before the fourth kos, to show that lel pesach is a lel shimurim, and then we're not worried about mazikim, so we're not going to refrain from drinking a fourth kos, from drinking zugos, because it's a lel shimurim. So we dafka connect the two. It's dafka right before the fourth kos. Beis Halevi writes that way, and he says that answers the kasha that he always had. Why do we say that we do this after Birchas Hamazon? We should have done this at the beginning of the Seder, when we say kol dichvin yesev yechal, when we're opening that would be an appropriate time to open up the door. So again, he says we're trying to show that it's an issue of the mazikim, that we're willing to show that we're not protected from we don't have to be protected because there are no mazikim, because it's a lel shimurim, we're automatically protected on this night. The Rishon Machzor Vitri and some others say that for that reason, because it's a lel shimurim, we don't say the bracha mein sheva on lel pesach shchal b'shabbos, meaning after Shmon Esrei, the paragraphs that we normally say on lel Shabbos right after Shmon Esrei, we don't say that. What was the whole reason that we're misakin to say bracha mein sheva? The Gemara in Shabbos tells us because of the amisha besados, people who would come late to the Beis HaKnesses, in order that they shouldn't be left alone in shul, because they have to catch up, they have to daven still, so everyone else is going to finish, everyone's going to leave early, and the guy that came late is going to be left all alone in shul, and when you're left all alone in shul, the shul is on the outskirts of town, you have to worry about the mazikin, so that's why we have the bracha mein sheva. So it says the Machzor Vitri, but not in Lel Pesach, because if the whole concern is mazikin, Lel Pesach is Lel Shimurim, so you don't have to worry on Lel Pesach for the mazikin. So then the second answer the Gemara had was the answer of Rava, that kol shel bracha is only mitzarif l'tova. We pointed out yesterday how the Nodeb Yehuda used that to get around the Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid problem of a man marrying a girl whose father has the same name as him. And then we have Ravina, the third answer, that no, these aren't this isn't zugos, it's four independent kosos. Each one is a mitzvah ba'ape nafsha. So again, it bears mentioning beginning with a mitzvah ba'apei nafsha. So if each one is a mitzvah ba'apei nafsha, does each one require a bracha ba'apei nafsha? Does each one get its own bracha? So the Rif writes that from, based on Ravina, that since kol kos you call a mitzvah bifnei atzma, so chazal or misake, they say on each kos its own bracha, its own separate bar priyagothan for each individual kos. The Rabbeinu Davin and the Ran say that just like the Yisra Zugos, Ravina holds that each kos is a mitzvah bifnei atzma, it's not mitzarif to the other ones. So if it's not mitzarif to the other ones, legabe birchsanen, and it's also not mitzarif to the other ones, considered to be nimlach. It's like a person changes his mind, and therefore one would have to make a bracha on each and every kos. And then the Rif adds that we find a similar thing in Maseches Chulin. We've pointed this out already on the Pevavim Bezin Chulin, where there's Machlokas Rabbanan Rabbi Yehuda, if a person is Shochet Chayos Va'ofos, that according to the Rabbanan, he could do one Kisui Adam on all of the blood of all the Chayos and Ofos that he shechts. According to Rabbi Yehuda, he has to be Mechasa the Chayos Bifnei Atzman and the Ofos Bifnei Atzman, two separate acts of Kisui Adam, one for the Chayos and one for the Ofos. So Rabbi Yochanan, the Amora, says over there that even though Rabbi Yehuda holds a separate, that you need to do separate kisui for the chayos and a separate kisui for the ofos, but when it comes to the bracha on the shechita, you make one bracha. So even though you're going to shecht all the chayos, then do a kisui, then shecht all the ofos, a single bracha on the shechita of all the chayos and ofos would suffice. So the Amoraim ask over there, why is this any different than what we find Talmidei de Rav sat during a seuda and they asked for a kos of birch samazon, and afterwards they changed their mind and they wanted to drink that kos alone. And Rav Yevasava said that according to Rav, since they said havnu varech, they were megaladas that they finished their seuda, and therefore they shouldn't be allowed to drink without a bracha that cup of wine that they asked for. And so the same should be true by kisui adam, that since they did a kisui adam, they're megaladas that they're not shechting anymore. Once you do the kisui adam, that's the end of the shechita, so you should require a new bracha on the shechita. That's what the Gemara asks. So the Gemara answers, no, when it comes to the bracha on drinking, since it's not possible to be mevarich and to be shosa at the same exact time, so you have to say that a bracha is a hefzik between the su'uda and the shtia, as opposed to bekisui adam, where it's possible that one hand will do the kisui while one hand does the shechita, so therefore the kisui is not considered a hefzik between one shechita and the other. So says the Rif, same over here. Since it's not possible to say the Haggadah and to drink at the same time, so behechrich, the Amiras Haggadah, is a hefzik between one kos and the other kos, and therefore you need to make a bracha on each and every individual kos. So it's not only because Ravina calls each one a mitzvah b'apei nafsha, a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, that each one is its own mitzvah, but it's more than that. It's that you're saying the Haggadah, which is considered a hefzik between one kos and the other. So we point out that the Baal Amar disagrees with this Rif. He says that you do not have to make a bracha al kol kos v'kos, only on the first and the third kosos. The raya that the Rif brings from the Gemara Chulin is not a raya, he says, because it could be that dafka by drinking wine after thinking that you want a bench, that's where Rav is going to say you need to make a new bracha, because birch samazon is a siluk from the su'uda. You're showing that you're finishing the su'uda. So if you drink wine after that, that wine is not connected to the su'uda. And the same by shechita after kisei adam, had it not been for the fact that you could do both at the same time, we would naturally assume that the kisui is a siluk from the maisa shechita, and then when you shecht again, you would require a new bracha. But over here, the amiras haggadah and the hallel are not a siluk from the su'uda. Adraba, that's the ikara su'uda. That's exactly what the su'uda is all about. The whole lel seder, if we have lechem shonim alav dvarim harbe, is the su'uda. The lechem that you're eating is connected to all the dvarim harbe that you're saying, to the haggadah. So that's not going to be a hefzik. That's not going to be a siluk. So continuing on the issue of zugos, the Gemara tells us in the top line, lo yasa tzrach of trei. So we said a person should not be mishamish mitaso twice. So my nimlachu. What do you mean? Why not? What's the problem of zugos? After all, if he's being mishamish mitaso twice, isn't that an indication that he that the first time he was intending on doing it once and then he changed his mind? It was a new taiva that he had afterwards to encourage him to do it the second time. So it's not a pair. It's two individual times. Says Amar Rabbi Hachi Kamar. No, what we really meant to say is as follows: Lo yochal trei v'yishte trei v'liyasa tzrachav afilu pamachas. That if a person eats a zug or drinks a zug, then he should not be mishamish mitaso even once. because we're afraid that is in his weakened state, he's going to be more susceptible to become hurt. So being Meshamish Mitasso is assumed to be to weaken the body, so a person should not be Meshamish Mitasso after having Zugos. Tarna Rabbanan, Shosek Kaflayim Doma Barosho, a person who drinks in doubles, he drinks two cups at a time, so Dama Barosho, he's taking his life into his own hands. Amar Rav Yehuda, Emasai, when is this true? Bizman Shalo Ra'a Pnei Ashuk. That's if he didn't go out to the market in between the drinks. Aval Ra'a Pnei Ashuk, Harashos Biyado. But if he went outside to the market in between the drinks, then it's okay. Amar Rav Ashi, Chazina Leil Rav Chananya Barbivi, Da'achal Kasa, have enough for Chazi Api Shuka. He says, I saw that that this was exactly the minhag of Rav Chananya Barbivi, that that in each and every coast he would go out to the shuk, he would go out to the market, and again it was for this idea that he wanted to avoid zugos, so he would make sure to divide each coast by going taking a walk in between. But that's only a problem. The issue of zugos is only if you then plan on going out to the road after having the zugos. But if you're just staying home anyway, then there's no issue of zugos. But if you're going to sleep, that's the same as being latzis l'derech. Going to sleep is going to be a problem, so a person who's going to have zugos should be very careful that if you're staying home and you're staying awake, that's fine, but going to sleep is going to be a problem. The Gemara we learned in Daf Kuf Ches told the Braisa, said that Tan Rabbanu Kol Chayavin Barbakos Salalu Echra Nashim Vecha Nashim Vecha Tinokos. We said men, women, and children according to the Tanakam are Chayavin Dal Kosos. And Rabbi said, no, what are you talking about? Matawelis Yesh Latinokos B'Yayin. So give them candies, give them nuts, do something else. You don't give them Dal Kosos. So the Ran over there asked, what kind of questions are Rabbi asking? Matawelis Yesh Latinokos B'Yayin. It's a mitzvah chinuch. You have to be mechanech in Dal Kosos. What do you mean Matawelis? So the Bach has the following teretz. The Bach says that Rabbi Yehuda meant to ask is as follows. The Gemara in yesterday's daf asked how the Chum that we just discussed today, how the Chum could be misakin dalet kosos, why aren't they choshesh for zugos? So Rava said, because koshal bracha is not mitztarif l'ra'a. Rava's answer, one of the three answers, that a koshal bracha is not mitztarif l'ra'a. Koshal bracha is only for the good. So the Chora, that works only for someone who's chayv in brichas hamazon min haTorah. That works for gedolim. That's not going to work for Ketanim. Ketanim are not chayvim b'chaseh apart from b'chaseh mazim min haTorah. So it's not a koshal bracha for them. So then you invite to have the problem of zugos. So he says. So says the Bach. So that was the shaila of Rabbi Yehuda. Is it 12 yesh tinokos by drinking wine that you're going to have a problem because they're going to be stuck with zugos? Unlike adults who are going to have a koshal bracha that's only mitzarif for the bracha, Ketanim are not going to have any toelis with this wine. They're going to be susceptible to mazik. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda says, that in our sugya it says that you don't have to worry about zugos if you're going to stay awake. So what do? We give the children candies to keep them awake, and that way they're not going to be going to sleep. It's not going to be latzis l'derech. They're going to be staying home and they're going to be staying awake. Avart, that the Bach says that's going. The truth is, the whole shakta v'tari over there is very difficult. Matvel says tinokos b'yayin. So in order to be mechanich lem in dal kosos, we give them candies. What does that have to do with dal kosos? It has nothing. One has nothing to do with the other. It's a nice good. We should give them candies. It's wonderful. It's a nice idea, but it has nothing to do with dal kosos. So the Bach says no. That's the connection. The point is that if you give them candies, it will keep them awake, and then they won't be affected by the dalet kosos. But then it would turn out that what Rabbi Yehuda is really saying is, yeah, give them dalet kosos, just give them candies also. Meaning, once you give them, the whole purpose of the candies is only if you're actually giving them dalet kosos. So the way the Bach is reading it, there's no one that holds not to give the children dalet kosos. Okay. If a person is going to go to the outhouse, he's going to go to the Beis HaKiseh, that's the same as being latzis l'derech. Ubebeis, when in the privacy of one's home, do you not have to worry about zugos? V'harava mani kshurei. Rava used to count the beams of his house as he was eating things or drinking things in order to keep track of how many he had so that he could know if he had an even number or an odd number. And Abaye, when he had one kos, his mother would bring him two more kosos at a time because she didn't want him to be left with an even number of kosos. So if he had one, she would bring two in two hands all at the same time. So Rashbam raises the question, Ime, Abaye didn't have an aim, he didn't have a mother. Abaye, when Ibarta, Imo Mesaviv, as soon as his mother became pregnant, his father died. Ildasa, Imo Mesa Imo, as soon as his mother gave birth to him, his mother died. So what does it mean, Imo? So you have a lot of times in Shas where Abaye says, Amrli aim. Right, and Amrli Aim means the woman who took care of him, the woman who raised him. So that's probably who this is. That man kataime trei kasi betrei yadei. So one of the Acharon, the Karban Toldos, says, why does Rashbam have to mention this over here? Abaye always refers to Aim. So Rashbam didn't write in all of Shas, so maybe that's why he mentioned it here, because this is where he wrote. But he says that Dafke, he mentions it over here, because what does the Gemara say? That man kataime trei kasi betrei yadei, his mother was serving him. How can a person allow his mother to serve him? Where's his kibra ve'eim? To allow his mother to serve him. So Rashbam says, no, it wasn't his mother. It was the woman who used to take care of him. The Gemara in Kiddushin says, it could be if it's the woman who raised you, then it's mutal l'shtamish bi'isha. That's how the Acharonim suggest. Okay, Rav Nachman Yitzchak, avashasi trei kasi, mankat le'sham echad kos. Rav Nachman Yitzchak, when he would drink two kosos, his shamish would give him one kos. Again, to make sure that he has an odd number. Chad kos, when he'd have one kos, mankat le'trei kasi betrei. Then he would give him two kosos with two hands. So says Gemara, Adam Chashav Shaini. Yeah, even though they weren't going anywhere, and normally if you're not going anywhere, there's no problem of zugos, but for an Adam Chashav, the Mazikim are particularly eager to get to an Adam Chashav, and therefore, for an Adam Chashav, even if they're staying home, they should be careful about zugos. Amar Ula, Asara Kosos Ein Ba Mishum Zugos. If you have 10 Kosos, it's not going to be a problem of zugos anymore. The assumption seems to be that once you hit the number 10, the Marsha explains that 10 is like, it's on a whole different level. It's like, once you hit 10, it's on double digits, so it's not zugos anymore. It's Yotzei Miklal Ayechidos Habodidos. It's no longer, you're not dealing with singular units. So 10 and up, the Rashbam says that it's even more than 10, that it's Kavachom or Kol Shekain. If it's more than 10, it's not going to be a problem of zugos. So 12 is not a problem of zugos. 14, right? Any number higher than 10. That's how the Tosfos HaRosh writes as well. The problem is the Gemara is going to tell us a story soon where a person is attacked by a shade. So he says, no, I'm really three people. And the shade says, no, you're four. And he says, I'm five. And they keep going back and forth whether they're a zugos or not. And it goes all the way up to the number 101. So you see that even past the number 10, there's still a problem of zugos. So he says, maybe that's not the issue of mazikim. That's the issue of kishuf. Kishuf and mazikim are different things. Maybe by kishuf, even past the number 10 is a problem. By mazikim, it's not. Okay, ula taimei. This is ula shitaso. Damar ula varmila masisatana. Asara kosos tiknu chum in beis ha'avel. Ula holds that the takanas chacham was to have 10 kosos in a beis ha'avel. So if they made a takana to have 10 kosos, obviously they wouldn't make a takana that involves zugos. So again, you see that even if it was a takanas chachamim, we wouldn't say shomer mitzvah de davra. The chum never would have been misakin it if it were an issue of zugos. So we've done away with the takana. The Gemara in Ksuvos explains why we did away with the takana, but it used to be that they had a takana of 10 kosos in beis ha'avel. So how are they allowed to do that? It must be that past the number 10 is not a problem of zugos. V'yisal k'day chasar kosos yesh b'mishum zugos heichi kaimi rabbanu v'tiknum milsa dasli de sakana. If 10 were a problem of zugos, the rabbanu would never have been misakin something that could be so dangerous. Aval t'manya yesh b'mishum zugos. But 8, that's still a problem of zugos. Rav Chisav Rabba Rav Huna Dami Tarvayu Shalom L'tovu Mitztarif L'ra'a Lo Mitztarif. That shalom is mitzarif l'tova, but not l'ra. Avol shisa yesh ben mishum zugos. But 6 means, so 8 is not going to be a problem of zugos, but 6 is a problem of zugos. Rabbi Rav Yosef Damri Tarvayu vichuneka l'tova mitzarif l'ra lo mitzarif. We're taking different words of the Birchus Kohanim, right? Yivrach Hashem yishmerach yarashem panav v'elach vichuneka yisrael shem panav v'elach v'yasem l'cha shalom. So shalom is not going to be mitzarif to any sort of problems. Vichuneka is l'tova mitzarif. But 4 is a problem of zugos, but 6 is not going to be a problem. V'yishmrecha doesn't count toward anything bad, toward any zugos, and therefore even 4 is not going to be a problem of zugos. V'az Rav l'tamei, the Rav avkinu l'rabbanim barba kosos. Avgav, the Rav used to give the rabbis 4 kosos and then send them on their way. He would let them go out after having 4 kosos. Apparently, he wasn't worried about zugos with 4 kosos. And Avgav deitzik Rav bar Levi lo chashla l'milsa damar humishim dalsun b'pirkava. And even though one of the Amroim actually got hurt after Rava sent him out with four kosos. He got damaged somehow by Mazikin, but Rava didn't think it was related to that. Rava thought that that was because he used to ask very forceful questions in the shir, and he would embarrass the Rebbe by asking such difficult questions in the shir. So he thought that's why he suffered. It had nothing to do with the zugos that he gave him. He wasn't worried about the zugos at all. With number four, and he was only worried with two. I'm Rav Yosef. I'm Rav Yosef Shida. Rav Yosef says that the shade Yosef, the demon Yosef, said, Ashmedai Malka de Shede, Mamunu Akulu Zugi. The Ashmedai, who's the king of all Shedim, is the one that's in charge of Zugos. Umalka Luikri Mazik, and you should know a king doesn't busy himself with damaging, he's not so interested in going and causing trouble. Ikad Army Lalahagi, so others say, no, that the message was exactly the opposite. Adrab Malka Ratchanahu, he's an angry king, this Ashmedai. Mai Dubai Yavid, he does whatever he wants. Shamelech Paris Gedda, Lasso Derech Vein Mochim Biadam, because the rule is, a melech is allowed to do whatever he wants. It could be poreitz derech, poreitz geder. He could knock down your fences in order to build a road right through your field, and no one could stop him. So you have to be very careful about the zugos, because it's Ashmedai, it's the king of the Shedim, who's in charge of the zugos. Amar Rav Papa, Amar li Yosef Shida. Rav Papa says that Yosef Shida told him, betray katlinan, barbo lo katlinan. If a person has two, if the zugos that a person has is the number two, then he can, he's risking his life. Then the demons will kill him. But with four, he's not going to kill you. Barbo maskinan. With four, it's only going to damage, but not going to kill. Betray, bein b'shogig, bein b'mezid. Barbo b'mezid in b'shogig lo. Not only that, if it's two, then whether you did it b'shogig or b'mezid, it's dangerous. When you did four, it's only a problem if you did it b'mezid, not if you did it b'shogig. V'yishtali v'ik. And what if a person forgot and it happened that he had zugos and now he faces a mazik? So what do? Linkot zakvah diyadi diyamina biyadi dismale. If zakvah dismale biyadi diyamina, he should put the thumb of his right hand in his left palm and the thumb of his left hand in his right palm. V'neim ahachi, and he should say as follows: Atun v'ano hatlasa. You and I together, you the mazik and I together, we're really three, because he has his thumbs in his hands to make it look like there's another person there, I guess. V'yishmiel le'dam. And if he hears the mazik saying, no, you and I are really four, he should respond, you and I are really five. Always go for the odd number. If you hear the mazik saying, that you and I are really six, you should say back, you and I are really seven. It happened that this conversation went back and forth over and over again, till they got to 101, till the shade finally left him alone, till this mazik, this demon, finally left him alone at the number 101. Amra Memer, Amra li Rashitinu dinashim kishvanios, Haiman de pagabu binashim kishvanios neimahachi. Said a certain sorceress told me that if you're ever troubled by a sorceress, if you ever have issues with a sorceress, you should say the following thing. Chari chamimi bidikula bazia. Rashbam translates each of the phrases over here. Hot excrement in torn baskets. Lefumaychu nashi decharshaya should be in the mouths of these women who practice kishuf. Karach karchaychu, their hair should fall out. They should become bald. Parach parchaychu, and the wind should blow away the crumbs of bread that they use to practice kishuf. Ivuri tavlunaychu, and the spices that they use to practice kishuf should be spread about, should be spread around all over the place. Parcha zika lemarika chadata dinaktisu, and the wind should take the new spices, the new perfumes that they grab onto in their hands to make kishuf with. Nashim kishvanios adchani v'chananchi lo asisu legav, and calls man that there's rachmanos on me min hashamayim, and I'm having rachmanos on myself. You shouldn't have anything to do with my life, you women who practice sorcery. Hashad asisi legav karchanani v'chananchi. But now that I've encountered you and that I'm amongst you, I know that there's going to be rachamim, and I know that I'm in trouble because I was not merachim on myself by putting myself in this kind of situation. So you say that, and that will somehow have an effect. Okay, so all of that relates to zugos and kishuf. So says Gemara, b'marava lo kapti azuge. After telling us all this about zugos, you should Shana in Eretz Yisrael. No one cares about Zugos. No one is concerned about Zugos in Eretz Yisrael. It wasn't a concern. So Rav Dimi Merada, Kapra Filu Arushma de Chavisa. Rav Dimi Merada was very careful about Zugos, even when on the markings on the side of a barrel, you know, where it's marked off 1 liter, 2 liters, so he would make sure the barrel of wine was never left with an even number in it. So he would always leave it at an odd number. Havuvdo Paka Chavisa. One time it happened in the barrel and where it was left with an even number, and he broke the barrel. Kol de milsa, but the general rule when it comes to Zugos is kol de kapit kapti ba'day, de lo kapit lo kapti ba'day. That anyone who's careful about these things, so then it is something that can be a legitimate danger if a person is concerned about these things, but someone who's not concerned about these things, who's not worried about these things, so lo kapti ba'day. It's not something that he has to worry about. Omiyah lemechash mibay, but a person always at least has to be a little bit concerned. He doesn't have to be crazy about it, but a little bit concerned. That's how the Rashbam understands for Zugos. But that's a concept that a lot of the poskim use when it comes to a lot of the Kabbalistic sakanos. They call the cup it kapti bade. If a person is makbid about this, so then it's going to be a problem. If he's not makbid about this, some sofa writes this way. I believe Rav Vadya wrote this way also. Rav Vadya was somewhat revolutionary. You know, we think of Rav Willick pointed out yesterday. We think of Rav Vadya Zichron Levrach as he always. In his Derech HaPsak, it was very clear what he wanted to do. He wanted all Svardim to follow Rav Yosef Kairo and on everything. That everyone should follow Maran Beit Yosef, period. And we think of that as, yeah, of course, Ashkenazim followed the Ramah, and Svardim always followed Maran Beit Yosef. The Ben Ishchai very often did not follow Maran Beit Yosef. It was not always the accepted practice that everyone should follow Maran Beit Yosef. It was somewhat revolutionary. So one of the things that was revolutionary about Rav Vadya's Pesach is that he wanted everyone to give up all their old Minhagim, the Moroccan Minhagim, and all different Minhagim that were against Maran Beit Yosef. And he wanted everyone to have this sense of Achdus. I guess that's a Dafyomi coincidence, that the whole thing is about Zugos, and the whole problem with Zugos was a lack of Achdus. He wanted to unite all of Sephardic Jewry with one basic Derech and Pesach to follow Maran Beit Yosef. But one of the things that in order to make that happen was that he was not into paskening al pi Kabbalah, which is a very common Sephardic practice. To pasken al pi Kabbalah, al pi the Kisvei Arizal, Rav Vadya was not into a lot of these things. And he said, Mandalo kapit lo kapti badei, to not worry about the Kabbalistic concerns and a lot of these things. We don't have to worry. We just follow what the halacha says. So the Gemara says over here that apparently it's not a concern in Eretz Yisrael, and it's not a concern for people who aren't worried about it. Tosos and Maseches Yuma and Maseches Chulin point out that nowadays that there's no the ruach ra that's mazik based on Zugos doesn't exist anymore, and therefore we're not Nizhar and Zugos at all anymore. It's not just in Eretz Yisrael, no one is Nizhar and Zugos. The Aruch HaShulchan in Simen Kufta Zayin in Yerideya Simen Kufta Zayin is the simen in Shulchan Aruch about Dvarim Shemevili De Sakana, things that you're not allowed to do because of Sakana. So after the Aruch HaShulchan quotes all the issues of Zugos in our Sugya, he quotes from what it says over here at the end of the Sugya, that in Eretz Yisrael they were makbid on Zugos, and that the klal is that anyone was not makbid lo kapti bade. So he says, "Bizmanenu, who ever heard of anyone that's makbid on Zugos?" So he says, "A person does not have to be makbid at all anymore." And Ben Yoyada he writes that he says, "Vinei tihilos lekel shenispatel nezek shel Zugos." He says, "Thank God, the nezek of Zugos is gone. We don't have to worry about the Zugos anymore because the sitra achra is weakened, and if it was nispatel in Eretz Yisrael." Because of the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, and that's why the Gemara highlights that Dafka in Eretz Yisrael, they weren't Makbid on Zugos, and then it was Nispatel in Bavel, even though there are many Mazikim in Bavel, and now Bizman Hazeh, the world is Osik Bezugos, and we don't worry about it at all. He says, Minaga Nashim Poi Renu Baghdad, She Im Sholchim Zulazu, Mine Metiko Betoch Kalim, Bisimchas Nisu and Amila, whenever women send things to each other to give them something, to lend things out for a wedding or for a mila or for something, makpidim shloishlchu kelim mispar nifrad el mispar zug. They dafka always use a zug, just to show that we're not makbid on zugos anymore. They always use a pair. There are chasidim though that are makbid not to light two candles. There's a minhag that's quoted amongst the Svardim actually that they would that even on by Ner Chanukah, that on the first night of Chanukah they wouldn't light one Chanukah candle plus a shamish. They'd have a second shamish because they were worried about lighting two candles. candles. On the second night, if you have two shamashim, you're going to have two candles plus two. No, but one, everything goes basar haschala. Everything goes after the beginning. So there are minhagim like that, but pashtus is we're not worried about any of these zugos anymore. So it says more further. Kias Rav Dimi Amar, shtei beit, but still we're going to talk a little more about zugos. Kias Rav Dimi Amar, shtei beit, shtei goes in, shtei kishun, v'davar achar, halach l'moshe misinai. V'davar achar, halach l'moshe misinai. That certain types of foods are a problem of zugos, and only these types of foods, two eggs, two nuts, two kishun, two cucumbers, but the davar acher, there's one other type of food also that's a problem of zugos, that's halach l'moshe misinai. U'mistapke l'hul rabbanan, mayni hu davar acher, but the rabbanan didn't know what was this davar acher that we're saying is halach l'moshe misinai. They had no idea what it was. So the gazer rabbanan bekulu zugi mishum davar acher. So all of the issues of zugos was all because of this davar acher that we didn't know what it was. So wait a second. If it's halach l'moshe misinai, so how come in Eretz Yisrael they're not choshish for halach l'moshe misinai? Meaning it's halach l'moshe misinai. Shouldn't they have to be choshish in Eretz Yisrael? So the Torah Lishma says no. That kach nemra halacha, that when people are makbid, then it's going to be a problem. And when you're not makbid, then it's not going to be a problem. That's all built into the halach l'moshe misinai. V'hadam nasara t'manya shisar ba. Then that which we say that 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, whatever the different numbers, maybe are not problems of zugos, that's only when it comes to the problem of zugos that brings about mazikin. But in terms of kishuf, that we are worried about, even in those numbers. Ki hadahu gavra de girshul de bitu. Because there was once a story of a guy who divorced his wife, intsava lechanva'a, and she went and she married a storekeeper. So kol yom hava azav l'shasi chamra. The ex-husband would come, she married a bar owner, right? A guy who owned a bar. So every day, the ex-husband would come and he'd go drinking in the bar. That's where he would hang out. So v'shasi chamra, he would come drinking wine every day. Hava ka'avda lekshafim. So she would do kishuf on him, v'lo kamahanila bay. But she wouldn't have any effect on him. Mishum dava mizdar b'nafshi bezuga. Because when he would drink, he would always make sure not to have zugos. He'd have one cup or three cups or five. He'd always make sure that he's not having zugos. Yom achad ishtei tuva. One time he was drinking, he was getting up there in the number of kosos that he was having, and it was difficult to count already at the point that he was that he was drinking. V'lo v'yad the kamashasi, and he didn't know how much he had drunk. Ad shitzer until he got to 16, and he didn't realize that it was he couldn't keep count anymore of the number of kosos. So up until 16 he was able to be careful and keep count, but after 16 he lost count anymore, so he was having zugos and he didn't realize it. So when he was going, he saw a certain merchant, and the merchant said, oh, there's a dead man walking over here, this guy is not going to last very long. I don't know, maybe the merchant said that because he saw that he was so drunk after drinking more than 16 glasses of wine. But the merchant, he said, this guy is not going to last very long. Azul chapke the dikla, he went and he came upon a palm tree, savach dikla pakahu, and it dried out and cracked and it hit him. So that's when the effect happened, when he wasn't careful about zugos. There is a shaila in the Truma Sadash in some Resh Mem Gimel. Is this an appropriate thing to do? A man divorces a woman and then he goes and hangs out in her house every day. That he's going to drink by her husband every single day. So he was asked, someone's Megarish Ishtal, and she goes and she marries someone else. So is it mutter for the husband, for the first husband, to go into the house of the second husband for some sort of business deal? He was going because he has business dealings with the second husband. So the Truma Sadash brings a Raya Leheter from this story in the Gemara. He says the first husband comes back and drinks in the second husband's store all the time. If there was an Isser Bedavar, so you say, well, when you bring a Raya from some drunk that would come and have and couldn't even keep count of zugos, he would drink some. So what's going on? How can you bring a raya? Says Truma Sadash. No, if there was an isur b'davar, if there was any problem with it, remember on Amud Aleph, Rava would give the Talmidim four cups of wine, and one of them got hurt, and he said, no, he didn't get hurt because of the zugos. He got hurt because he did another avera. He wasn't nice to me in the shir. He would ask questions that were too difficult, that were embarrassing. So if there was some sort of isur b'davar, we would not have attributed this guy's suffering to the zugos. We would have attributed it to the fact that he's going back to his ex-wife's house. That's what we would have attributed it to. So says the Truma Sadash, so it must be that it's mutter. It's got to be that it's mutter from the story. The Taz in Ebenezer says, no. it's not a good raya at all, because if that were the issur, then the day he got hurt would not be the day that he stopped being careful about zugos. He would have gotten hurt from it earlier on. It wouldn't have been dafka at that time. So they knew not to attribute it to that issur. That's why they attribute it to the zugos. But it doesn't mean that it's mutter. It doesn't mean that it's okay for a person to go visit by his ex-wife's house. Okay, Amar Rav Avira, ka'aros v'kikaros ein v'mishum zugos. Plates and loaves of bread, you don't have to worry about zugos. I mean, we have lecha mishnah, right? That's not a problem of zugos. Kol de milsa, kol she gamru b'dei adam ein v'mishum zugos, gamru b'dei shemayim b'mili mini d'mechel chayshinan. But whenever something is gamru b'dei adam, that it's made by human hands, we're not worried about zugos. And if it's something that God made and it's a food, we are worried about zugos. Chanas ein behem mishum zugos, stores, you don't have to worry about zugos. To go from one to another, two stores in a day, you don't have to worry about zugos. Nimlach ein behem mishum zugos, if a person changed his mind in between, so he didn't sit down to have two of whatever it was. He had one, then changed his mind, then had another one. So you don't have to worry about zugos. Oreach in bo mishum zugos. A guest doesn't have to worry about zugos, because a guest never knows how much he's going to be served. So when he has his first glass of wine, let's say, he doesn't know if his second glass of wine is going to be coming. So therefore, it's a hefsek, it's like a nimlach in between each glass. So it divides it up, one from the other. Isha ein ba mishum zugos. A woman doesn't have to worry about zugos, but v'yisha chashuva chashinan. If she's nisha chashuva, then she does worry about zugos. So why does a woman not have to worry about zugos? So the Rashbam explains that it's very similar to the idea of the guest, that she's like a guest, deina kavua lishtos, that she doesn't know that she's going to be able to continue to drink. But if she's nisha chashuva, she could sit down and know that she's going to be able to drink for kosos. This is the second time we had Isha Chashuva. The other time we had Isha Chashuva was in the Sugya of Haseba. That an Isha Chashuva is the Tzrich Haseba, and it's the same reason, that she could be Kaveya herself, and she doesn't have to worry about serving, or about the whole reason that an Isha in general does not require Haseba, is because she has to worry about serving and getting up and going and doing, so she's not going to be able to be Kaveya herself. But an Isha Chashuva has the ability to be Kaveya herself. Amr Chidna Breid Rav Yeshua, Ispargus Mitzarif L'Torah Ve'en Mitzarif L'Ra. The drink that people would have in the morning for health reasons, they would have some sort of drink that was made out of cabbage and wine or something that they would have in the morning. So it's only mitzarif l'tov and not l'ra. It wouldn't count towards zugos to be a problem. Amar Ravina Meshmed Rava, zuge l'chumra v'armila zuge l'kula. If you're not sure whether you had zugos or not, so one svara is to go l'chumra, to have another kos, and therefore, if you're having that as a separate kos, it will only be mitzarif l'tova. It's not going to be mitzarif l'ra. So even if it turns out to be an even number, since you're doing it just l'bracha to avoid zugos, so it's not going to be mitzarif l'ra. But the other approach is no, zuge l'kula, that you should go l'kula. Why? Because if you take that extra kos, you're showing that you're being careful about zugos. And manda kapti, kapti badei. If a person is careful about zugos, that's when it could be problematic. But if you just don't drink another kos, so then you're showing that you don't really care about zugos. So if lo kapti, lo kapti badei. Amar Rav Yosef, trei de chamra v'chad de shichra lo mitzarif. Two cups of wine and one cup of beer are not mitzarif with each other. Trei de shichra v'chad de chamra mitzarif. But two beers and one wine are mitzarif. The way to remember it is in the halach and hilchos tumah, that anything that's attached to it from something more chamer with it than the original item is mitzarif for the tumah. Anything that's more kal than the original item is not mitzarif for the tumah, is tahar. Amr of Nachman Amr Rav, Trei kama tacha mitzarfi. If you have two cups before the meal and one during the meal, they're mitzarif. Chad mikami tacha v'trei atacha lo mitzarfin. But if you have one before the meal and two during the meal, they're not mitzarif. Maskvar mesharshia atu anan l'tkune tacha kabiinan l'tkune gavra biinan v'gavra kamiskan v'kai. What do you mean? Why is it about the meal? It's about the guy. So dekuli alma trei atacha v'chad l'basa tacha lo mitzarfi. Everyone agrees that if you have two during the meal and one after the meal, then not mitzarif. Kei ma'isa de Rabbi Bar Nachmeni, like the story of Rabbi Bar Nachmeni. Amar Vidom Rishmuel, kala mazug mitzarif, chutz min amayim. Anything that's diluted is mitzarif except for water. Rabbi Yochanan Amar afilu mayim, that even water is included. Amar Rav Papa lo amran ele chamimi lego kariri. That's only warm water into cold water, v'kariri lego chamimi, and cold water into warm water, aval chamimi lego chamimi, v'kariri lego kariri lo. But warm water into warm water, cold water into cold water is not a problem. So different types of mixed drinks combined with each other for zugos, even normal even though normally only two of the same item are a problem of zugos, machlokas, whether there's a mixture of cold and hot water would combine with other drinks for zugos. But Hashem will pick up with the Reish Lakish tomorrow.